Welcome to Echo. Thank you for being here. I've recently stopped putting more episodes on the podcast. It's been a few months and I've moved to YouTube. So I wanted to share with you a few of those meditations that's going to come out in the next few weeks. And if you'd like to just dive into them right now, I highly suggest and recommend you to find me on YouTube. The link is in the show notes. Subscribe, support the channel, and receive the energy healing, and get the images that come with it. Enjoy this one. See you soon. Welcome back to my channel. Thank you for being here, and let's start right now. Today, I want to do meditation. I want to create a moment where we can reflect about things. And obviously, there's going to be silence, there's going to be guidance, there's going to be visualizations, and there's also going to be a few reflections. And they're not here to be teachings, they're not here to say this is how things are, because truth is not absolute. They're here to share a few of the pathways that I can see from where I'm at right now and what I'm considering when I think about this specific theme. And yeah, I hope you can enjoy them, and those paths might be contradictory with one another, because nothing is linear, nothing is, you know, that one absolute thing. So some of them might be a contradiction, and I'm gonna leave them where they're at as a mystery, and you can pick them up and you can turn them around, look at them, reflect them, and some of them might resonate and you can take them in as a truth that you enjoy for the moment being, and then, you know, throw them out once you're done with them. So today's theme is abandonment, and that's something that I'm working through at the moment. And that is, it's a difficult wound to work with. So I'm considering the fact that this is definitely not something that I'm alone in, and I do think that a lot of people will resonate with this theme. So let me present a little bit of where we're starting. So I'm using this, the Galactic Heritage Cards. This is a deck, and so the 50th card is called Abandonment, and it relates to the past timeline within Earth. So I want to read you the excerpt from the booklets, because I think it's interesting, and it's again something that you can take if you want to, and remove if you don't want it. And you know, we have a saying in French, it's like c'est à prendre avec des pincettes, which means you can take it but with little clothes or little little tools in order to handle it. You don't have to take it fully with your hands, because we don't really know if it's something that is worth picking out or safe picking out, or truly something that resonates. So, you know, if you don't resonate with the galactic history or anything that has to do with the idea that we're more than one consciousness, that the world is, the universe, the galaxies are filled with different type of consciousness, whether they're incarnated in the physical or not, you know, this video can still be for you, because we're talking about something very universal. Very human, very grounded, very, you know, experienceable for anyone, which is being abandoned. Being abandoned means so many things, and we can feel like someone who is being left out in the cold, someone who's removed, someone who's discarded by others, but it's also just the individual and the collective. Are we being accepted? Do we belong? Do we have a community? Is there something? And that is something that I find within me, and I find that I'm still trying to find where I belong. And I don't know if you relate with that, but we are in a society that has so encouraged the idea of individuation, which is so necessary and so needed. We need to individualize, we need to build our individual personality and creation structure, like who are we, what do we want, what are we going to create. But that's up to a point because we're still needing that collective, that community, that belonging, that group. We need the group. And which group? That's up to us. And in what constructs do we understand our relation to the group? That's also up to you. Although there are some ideas that float around depending on where you come from or, you know, how you've been brought up. But there's always going to be entanglement, enmeshments, and also just strong bonds and things that work out perfectly. And if that's your case, well, cool. Like, amazing for you. I'm so glad. And I've up to certain points, I have found myself also in those situations where I found some place where I could belong to, right? But that's not the theme of today. Today is the idea of being abandoned, and so I'll read the text and then we'll just address a few things and then meditate and then heal that wound. And I'm gonna be sending energy as well. So I'm a Reiki master teacher. So I'm asking you for consent right now, even before I talk about this, because those words will activate and will touch parts of your energy and your consciousness because you're deciding to give attention to it. So if you don't want that, just click out of the video. It's totally fine. And if you do want to be touched and maybe challenge some parts of yourself and maybe see some growth happen, then hi, welcome. Please stay here. So let's go. Earth abandonment in the past. Species often have karmic issues to clear as well as people. One of the main issues for humans to clear has to do with abandonment. When the ETs left the Earth in the ancient days, the pain of that departure left humanity with scars of abandonment. Humanity felt as if it had no role model or parents to guide it. Along with that abandonment, we experienced anger, sadness, and self-pity. But as we remember our place in the universe, these wounds can be healed. This card asks you to help humanity heal by remembering your universal connection and the fundamental truth. We are never alone. I like that. I don't know if you relate to it, but that's also something that I had today when I was studying my card of the day. It's the lessons that we're experiencing and the truth or the wisdom that we get when we're in the midst of that flow of those events happening to us and our consciousness being challenged and evolved and remolded according to what is the adventure that you're living in. Those wisdoms, they're universal. You're not the only one. You're not the only one where you're at right now. So if that resonates, that might help you to share that wisdom, to share those words, to do something with others and maybe create your own belonging, your own community, your own group, which is great, right? And that's also what motivated me to make this video right now because we're all struggling with that in some ways or form. And for me, abandonment has surfaced in quite early on in my life and quite strongly in my life. And that's not something that I wanted to see. So I didn't want to see that I was abandoned, so I created other stories. My consciousness and my subconscious created other stories in order to protect me from the realization that I was abandoned, which might mean I'm not loved, which might mean I'm different, which might mean I'm not safe being different from the group. And so all the ways that my subconscious tried to muddle the water in order to not have that clarity that I was being abandoned, all those ways have been things that I've been healing in the past few months. And now that I've been healing all the creation and superficial things that really hurt, okay, they're not fake, they're just things that a version of me created in order to protect me from the abandonment. All those things have been heartfelt, have been manifested then in the future of that past self. So within my past, but things that I've manifested. Now that I've healed, now that I've seen that all of this didn't really need to be in the present any longer, I have been able to see the foundation and to see the original wound within this lifetime. And once I've seen it, there's nothing else to do. I don't need to create a mental algorithm or structure within myself in order to fix this. The only way for me to fix, even though, you know, it's not a fixing, it's to actually embrace it and make it belong and make it loved and felt. So the structure was, I've been abandoned, and then I've abandoned myself and all the creations that it might mean that the world isn't safe. Something that I don't want to see, right? The world isn't really safe and the world isn't really sure or certain, right? So I've been abandoned. Maybe you've been abandoned as well. And it's okay to feel it and to not abandon yourself. That's what matters. And then keep on renewing that loyalty to yourself each and every day. And keep on writing your story and defining your days and defining your values and defining your morality and enjoying the ride, enjoying the moments that you create for yourself and enjoying what you choose to prioritize with your energy and with your time and with your resources. And that's where I want to go. I want to go in that space within your heart, the wound that might have been started within this lifetime or within past lives where maybe you were abandoned. So I feel the energy is pouring right now. So I'm going to start to direct you through some breathing. And if you want to close your eyes, that's most welcomed. If you want to lay down, if you want to, you know, cover yourself in a blanket, that's totally fine. So please get ready. And we're going to meditate just for a few minutes. It's not a long meditation. But I will exit in a very soft manner, and I will close this video in a soft manner so that if you wish to continue this healing, to continue this meditation, then it just continues without you being disrupted by YouTube, by the algorithm, by music, by anything, okay? So thank you for being here. Thank you for clicking on this video. Thank you for listening to me. Please leave us a comment where you share how you felt, how you feel, and what you need from our community. We're here, we're listening, we're aware. So please breathe in and out. In and out. And I would love for you to create something that feels safe within your heart, within your mind, within your physical comprehension. I would love for you to build something that feels safe. And maybe that's a warm embrace. Maybe you're visualizing an egg that surrounds you, protects you. But I'm sending energy that might help you feel like you can relax, like you can enter a bubble of safety, of love, of protection. And slowly we're going to let that bubble grow and grow and grow. It grows larger all around you. That comfort zone, that protection, it just expands all around you. And it keeps on being safe. It keeps on being warm, embracing, loving. And I would love for you to visualize all the people that you trust, that you fully trust, and that love you within that bubble. You're going to let them in. You have the choice who gets in, who stays outside. And you keep on visualizing the people that are here. Some of them might need a few words from you about how they can better support you. That's a conversation that you can have within your heart right now. And I would love for you to call within your heart and ask the abandoned version of yourself if it needs anything from you or if it needs anything from life. And I would love for you to just listen and be there. And no matter what the request is, please listen to it. Don't shame it. Don't guilt it or don't shoo it away. Be there and listen. Now we are in a space where I would love for you to manifest, to call on, to ask for help to your guides using your words, your very words, and to truly say, what do you need? Do you need mentors, mentorship, people who believe in you, guides in the physical world, people with this parenting energy, this sibling energy who help you, who are brothers and sisters to you? Do you need reconciliation with your family, new friends, people who can support you, therapists? Who do you need? What do you need? So please trust and say it out loud. And there are some decisions you're about to make, that you're about to do after this meditation, things that you can do yourself. and there's things that the universe can help you, because the universe never abandons you. Your guides never abandon you. They're here. Maybe you don't hear them, but they're here. So if you want to ask, and know that they'll be listening. And even if you're struggling with trusting or having faith in your guides, in that help, I know it's not always easy to trust. We have thousands of experiences where we were alone or feeling alone, feeling abandoned, even from those guides. So maybe you want something that encourages you first to trust every day. To listen every day, to have faith every day. So maybe that can be the first request that you ask for the universe. Help me trust you. Help me have faith in you. So I'm gonna stay silent right now and send energy to this lifetime of you and all the other lifetimes where you might have felt abandoned and left alone by your guides, by others, by people that you trusted, and sending you all the love and support that you can receive at this moment. Thank you for being here again.